Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 24, verse 21. Gate shata dritokshata.
Gate shata dritokshata.
Karamaste na chodita.
Karamaste na chodita.
Yato ritang svaduhitri.
Yato ritang svaduhitri.
Radat vishvasrijam tata.
Radat vishvasrijam tata.
Gate shata dritokshata.
Gate shata dritokshata.
Karamaste na chodita.
Karamaste na
Yato ditang svaduhitri Vadat vishvasri jam tata
Vadat vishvasri jam tata
Oribur, ako ste odarska brame, sadama mu nije ponavljati brame, vedao svojih devet čeri, devetorici velikih migrata, koji su stvorili samo ništo sebe. Stihovi 22 do 3. Kada Mamun je predao na riječi na svoju čerkaru, a Anasuju je predao Atriju, svoje poštovanje. Toga kada je Kapila ostao sam, odao mu je svoje poštovanje i odgovorio mu svoj um na sljedeći način.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Prachadine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Praskatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Babu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadhi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Again, we have assembled to listen to the narration in Srimad Bhagavatam. This practice of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning is a recommended process of Bhakti Yoga. Of the nine processes of Bhakti Yoga, hearing, chanting, and remembering are the most important. They are the basis of our devotional life. They are the food for the growth of within our spiritual life. And finally, they are the end goal of our devotional life. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. These are three processes which are executed each morning during the Srimad Bhagavatam class. We hear about Krishna, then we chant about him by reciting the shloka, and finally we remember Krishna by hearing the discussions about him. If a devotee continues regularly to hear the wonderful topics narrated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, All that which is impure within his heart becomes practically destroyed. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, second chapter, we find the verse. We find a verse which says that by regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by performing service to the pure devotee Bhagavat, all that which is inauspicious to the heart becomes practically destroyed. To render the verse correct, it says it almost becomes destroyed. It is not destroyed completely. In other words, even by applying the process of Krishna consciousness, listening to the verses which are there in the Bhagavatam, doing devotional service and remembering Krishna, almost everything becomes destroyed. That means something is still remaining. And the little inauspiciousness which is still remaining, although we hear the Bhagavatam and although we listen to Krishna conscious narrations, and although we perform service, this little inauspicious, this little dirtiness within the heart can only be annihilated if you or if we, the living entities, use our free will in order to completely surrender to Krishna. Only to someone who is engaging in devotional service in full surrender, offering his words, his acts and his thoughts into the service of his Supreme Lord, Krishna conscious, material contamination will be completely annihilated. This is a thing which every individual soul will have to do. Now, when we speak of such consequential and concrete devotional service, we cannot leave one important point out of our consideration. It's a point of identification. Everyone in the material world, in order to act without any doubt, with full force, has to completely identify with what he is doing. Srila Prabhupada, he gave the example of a dancer who, a professional dancer who once was invited to dance on a hill. Now, as you probably know, it's quite difficult to dance on a hill. You might fall and slip. However, if someone is a real dancer, he will dance everywhere because he is identified with that job or service or whatever. So after the day of the performance, the dancer was asked, "How was it? How was the dance?" And the dancer replied, "Well, it was on a hill. I didn't dance because it was the hill." So Prabhupada says, because this dancer was picky, picky means he was not ready to surrender full, he was not a real dancer. A real dancer dances everywhere. So in the same analogous manner, a devotee should be everywhere, under all circumstances, be enthusiastic to glorify Krishna. Yesterday, we were in Selye, and due to various reasons, not so many people came as we expected them. So, when we were starting the program, some of us felt, this will be a small program, nothing much can come out of it, because not so many people have come. But then I remembered, whilst we were doing our program, that Prabhupada once was confronted with a similar situation. A huge theater was rented for him, And only 5 people came. And one was the mother of a devotee. So the devotees thought, maybe Srila Prabhupada, you should go home. It's not worthwhile that you exert yourself. But Prabhupada said no, and gave a very enthusiastic kirtan, a very enthusiastic lecture, and was completely there. So later devotees again asked him, so Prabhupada, we feel so sorry, no one came, and that you had to come. And Prabhupada said, no, I was glorifying Krishna. This was ecstasy. And then he also mentioned, and did you not see Narada Muni was there? And Shukadev Goswami. You will be glad to hear that in our Los Angeles temple, we always have small Vyasasans for Narada Muni and Shukadev Goswami, so that they can enjoy the Artik celebration. So, a devotee should always be a devotee. He should identify completely as Krishna's eternal servant. And he should not make his service dependent on external considerations that are enough people there, do I feel well, is my body strong, or do I maybe feel some weakness or some sleepiness or even some disease. No, whatever the situation, the devotee should glorify Krishna. Because that's his identity. This morning I want to discuss a little bit on identification and identity, because it is such an important subject matter to understand in Krishna consciousness. See, the materialists are constantly in search of an identity. They also understand that I want to identify myself completely with what I'm doing. However, since the conditioned soul is covered by false ego, his identification in search of an identity will always be false and ultimately frustrating, because they are based on untruths. They are based on the wrong identification with of the eternal soul with the material body. So materialists need this identification. Chanakya Pandit said, whatever you do, do like the lion. Whenever a lion does something, he is fully identified. When he sleeps, he really sleeps. When he is out on the kill, he really kills. When he is eating, he really eats like a madman. Whatever he does with full power, with full identification. So Chanakya Pandit gave this tip for someone who wants to be successful in his life. He should do whatever he does like a lion. So the karmis try to do that. They want to identify with a certain role in society, so they are very interested to dress in an appropriate way. I remember once I was giving a program in Poland together with Avinash Chandra Prabhu, and Avinash Chandra had a levis, jeans. So in Poland, for some reason, people think someone who wears a levis, he is successful like the Americans. So we changed into our dhotis, and Avinash Chandra Prabhu put his levis somewhere, and in his levis there was this key for the car. So we gave a very nice program, I thought. No, it was not Poland. It was Hungary. It was in Pécs. Now I remember. It was in Pécs. So afterwards, the levels was stolen, and we tried. And we knew that people are mad after this identification. We are Levis and we somehow successful in Hungarian society. So we said, we don't mind that you have stolen the Levis, but give us back our car keys. This car is of no practical use for you, because we will wait at the car and we won't allow that anyone drives away with it. So it is of no practical use. You can have the Levis. We don't mind. We have another pants. We are not attached to Levis. We are monks. But give us back our car keys. We want to continue our travels. So later, and we told them, you can, even though you may feel ashamed that you have stolen the car, the Levis, you just put the car keys somewhere we won't look, and you write us a letter where you have put the car keys, and in this way both of us are happy. So later this car keys was returned to us by the organizer of the program. He said, Ishvini. But this is how people feel here. They are after identification. So somehow they want this American lifestyle. Please forgive them. And we said, yes. We just want the car keys, that's all. So everywhere, material life is so complicated. You have to be able to smoke in the right way if you want to appear very sophisticated. And you have to drink the right unmentionable substances. You have to have a girlfriend who looks quite all right, and you have to behave in a certain way. You have to know the right language. If you say Pitanje, where you should say Prashnia, Prashan, then this will not be accepted in a very jolly way. You have to have a house. You have to make holidays at the coast. There are so many conditions which you have to fulfill for a successful material identification. And even if you are rejecting all that, you have to be a good alternative guy. Like, we can see this very much in Germany, where people do not want, young people do not want to follow the crazy red race of modern society, and where they look for another identification. They go through any possible craziness in order to stick to this identification. Like, there's one commune where it is considered to be very liberal to pass stool with an open door so that everyone can see that you are not ashamed. So although some person might not feel very happy, you know, passing stools that everyone sees it, you know, and sees his behind, still he has to do, otherwise he will not be accepted. There are many such pressures. Ladies have to say yes when someone, a man, approaches them for sex life. This becomes more and more the custom. I do not know if it is like this already in Yugoslavia, but in the free West, this is you're what's wrong with you, people? I'm afraid of AIDS. This is not of we have some other, we have something to avoid that. So, anyway, I do not want to get in all this detail. It's so disturbing for the mind, and we won't profit spiritually. I think the idea is there that people are madly looking for some kind of identification. They go to the Boy Scouts in their youth, or they go in, they dress in a particular style. They become member of a political party, fans of a football club, and members of a country. John F. Kennedy, the late president of the U.S., coined a sentence. He said, "Don't ask what the country can do for you. Ask what you can do for the country." In other words, identify as being an American who serves the American society. And people all applauded that this was a good shloka from John F. Kennedy. In America, not long ago, there was a movie which was had the title of someone being thrown out of America. Thrown out, you know, like almost ostracized, means you are no longer an American. The film was called The Man Without a Country. And in this film showed how a person who was not able to identify, or whose identity identification was taken away from him, he became crazy, actually. In human psychology, everyone always wants to hold fast to an identification. For instance, this is my wife and we are building a team. There are many songs on this theme. You and me will be so good together. You have heard from this song? I know we will. This is there. You all have heard about Alexander the Great. He's not far away from Yugoslavia. He's from Greece. He was very much in love with his generals. They did everything for him. In fact, this man alone conquered the whole Near East and Far East. But then he fell into love with Alexandrini the Great. Yes. He could no longer give his full attention to his generals. And his generals and soldiers became so envious that after some time they plotted to kill Alexander the Great. Because Alexander had another identification. He was the man of Alexandrini the Great. Yes. This is a situation. As soon as someone begins to identify with something, he wants to go full power into that direction, and he becomes oblivious, or better to say, he neglects other people in this other identification. Therefore, material attachments always make the and material identification make the heart very small. Yes, heart. Yes, it is said, "Punsa striya miduni bhavam etam kridhat mito." One minute, I have to remember. Tayor, he then Hridaya grantis Ahu, yes, Ato Griha Chetram Zutapta Vidhai Janasyahu. Very strong words. Janasya Mohoyam Aham. It says that the strongest material identification is there when a man becomes attached to a woman. When a man loves a woman, then by this misconception, because you can only be identified like this if you yourself think to you are identical with the body, then not within the heart is bound, which binds you to the material world, and your world shrinks. Just like a pullover which you put in hot water, whoop, becomes shrunk. Your world also shrinks. Your thought only turns around my wife, my sons, my house, my relatives, and my money. And in this way, you think, aham mameti, I and mine. This becomes your own small little puddle. Yes, this is a very important thing to understand for bhaktas. We are on the path of freedom from material identification, and it is important to understand these things. Now, I want to argue this morning that once you find your identity, there is no need any longer to go for a material identification, which is based, as we were explaining in the beginning, on falsehood. Each one of us is already something. What? Are we the body made of? Are we Yugoslavian? No, someone said, I'm a Serbian. Or Croatian, or Slovenian, or Macedonian, or Bosnian. I'm a Bosnian and I hate these Slovenians. They are so proud of their money. But they have no culture. And the Slovenians say these, what is Bocanin, Bocanets, Bocalets from Bosnia, this Bocalets from Bosnia, they have no culture at all. They do not know how to eat meat in a cultured way. They do not know the art of, you know, turning a pig on a spear. They do not know the art how to turn a pig on a spear. No culture. These material identifications have nothing to do, absolutely nothing, with our spiritual identity. They are great disturbances for the mind. They are great illusion. Now, I think we do not need to discuss about this thing, but I just had to mention it. I hope you don't give this tape to the wrong bullet, to the Bosnians or to the Slovenians. And then they will not allow me to enter the country again. Because I've made a heavy joke on this material identification. But isn't it? I think it is the truth. What do you think, Rivadaya? Yeah. It is foolish. Now he has said. Now I am not alone. So now we as devotees, we are looking for our identity. We have heard we are spiritual souls. But our situation is we might not have realized it completely. What are we in relationship to Krishna? What is our eternal true identity beyond this body? This body is only good because we put it in Krishna's service. To be a grihastha in Krishna consciousness alone, that is not our real identity. Even to be a sannyasi in Krishna consciousness, that is not so much of importance. The only value of being a grihastha, a brahmachari, a vanaprastha, a sannyasi is how much can we engage this in Krishna's service. Our identity is not a man. This is not the value of our true identity. Our identity is also not that we are a woman, that we are strong, or that we are intelligent, that we can sing well or play the madanga good. These are all external things. We are only successful when we can take these external things, this body, and engage it in Krishna's service. Because that is the identity, to be a slugi of Krishna. Sannyasi is not our identity. It can be an obstacle in devotional service because it might become a material identification. We are slugis, that's all. Then the slugi has to do service to the master and use whatever he has in the service of the master. That is spiritual life. Other things are not real spiritual life. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing his identity, he said, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Sudra. Sudra kene noi. I'm not a Grihastha, nor am I a Sannyasi. All I am is Gopir, Bhadu, Padakamalod, Dasa, Das, Anudasa. Yeah. I'm the slugi of the servants of those who serve Gopi Jana Vallabha, the master of the gopis, Shri Krishna. That is our real life. That is our identity. Now, when we are beginning our Krishna consciousness life, it is sometimes a little difficult for us to work within this identity. Since we are still a little wrongly identified. And sometimes there are difficulties amongst the society of devotees because of this. There is a strife between devotees because there are different understandings how things should be done, and so on and so forth. We are not yet on the level of pure Krishna consciousness. We are somewhat like a centaur. Do you know what is the meaning of centaur? It is a half man, half horse. He is neither a horse, and the horses don't want to have anything to do with him, nor is he a man. And therefore, they don't want to associate with him also. They don't invite him on their parties. They might put him in the zoo, that's all. But that's not very nice either. So he's in between. He has not found his identity, so to say, and sits depressed in the forest. He tries to make some sex life with someone, you know, that's all they think of. There's maybe a nix, a nymph, you know, and then create another monster. Anyway, you don't need to translate this. So sometimes a devotee is like this. He is neither a kami, nor is he a transcendentalist. He is somewhat in between. And he really has some difficulties, you know. Because he is not fixed in his true spiritual identity. Many times you see how devotees, how devotees come to you and they have problems. And these problems stem from a material identification. So then other devotees preach to them, Prabhu, you are actually a slugi of Krishna. You are not your false ego. This is all wrong, and your problems are all from this false identification. Stop being a centaur, you know, and transform into a human being. This is how we preach. Yes. So in our march to Krishna, in our journey to Krishna, we will sometimes have to experience our being like centaurs and some problems. It is only natural. We will also think the devotees, we won't have nice association with the devotees. Different problems come, mental problems. We will think this and we will think that, and even think about devotees something. When this comes, please understand, this is because you're not yet fixed in your spiritual identity. These problems only come from false ego. Don't take them so serious. Talk with devotees, advanced devotees. Open your heart in confidence. Say, Prabhu, this is my situation. Please, can you help me? Can you give me some advice? I'm little in Maya and I cannot see how I can come out. I just feel very, the Hridaya Granta, the knot in my heart is very strong due to material identification. My worldview is very small. Please, you kindly help me. Vaishnavas are very powerful people. Yes, this is how we should do. Because we must find our identity. Also now, where we are yet on the, still, or better, still on the conditioned state of Krishna consciousness, we have to find our some service we can identify with. Where can we give our best, our everything, that we are simply not able to sleep because of all that enthusiasm and that happiness? We must find this. We must sincerely search for that. We must approach our devotees like temple presidents who have devotional service, and we should say, Prabhu, I want to do something. Please help me. Give me some service. Give me some advice what I can do. Every one of us should feel like that, and we have great reasons to feel like this. Yesterday we were talking how it would be so nice if we would have a nice temple near a big town like Ljubljana, where people could come every morning, nice people for the morning Bhagavatam lecture. And in Beograd we were also talking how it would be so nice to have a very nice temple with many different things, different workshops, theater workshop. I'm convinced if we would do theater in the streets of Beograd, we would become famous overnight. We would be the main attraction of the town. And music, we could have a little studio and translation office for translation work, and many different activities should take place there, because Yugoslavians are highly enthusiastic to do something. They are doers. And like that, we should work to this. And I'm completely convinced. And Zagreb also could be a bigger temple with nice registration, everything picobello. And Yes, then maybe another temple in Novishad is also a very good town for Krishna consciousness. But we can start just with Ljubljana and Beograd and Zagreb, not too much at one shot. That's already lots of things to do. We should all have something to do in this country. It's not that we can sit down and sleep. There's lots of things to do, and the people like to help us. For instance, in Ljubljana, yesterday we met a very nice man who wants to help us. And then, oh yeah, then at the coast also, a very nice devotee wants to have it arranged for a temple on the coast. That service is also there. Very nice. Belgrad also, a very nice man has come forward. He wants to sincerely help us. But these projects will not come to pass if we, the devotees, are not concentrated, if we, our minds are not fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, if we don't burn with the desire to satisfy Krishna. Krishna responds only if the devotees want. Krishna waits. When will my devotees wake up? When will these centaurs become human beings? so that they can engage in, so that I can take care of them. When do they when do they want me? When do they pray for my help? Then Krishna will do something wonderful beyond your expectations. Though I'm this is my last day, and I'm already, my heart is already breaking in 1,000 different pieces to leave the best preaching field in the world called Yugoslavia. But this is if I may be allowed to give one tip, that please, all the devotees should become very serious in their Krishna consciousness, and they should pray to Krishna that they that Krishna allows them to do some substantial service for his lotus feet and for the lotus feet, for the pleasure of the spiritual master. And then I'm 100% convinced that this that the whole world will turn towards the Bhaktas in Yugoslavia. What are they doing in this far out country with seven different small universes? Slovenia, Croatia, and whatever they are called. Still, these devotees are preaching so nicely. I must go and learn. Hare Krishna. So, I've come to an end. Are there any pitanya? I think more or less everything is clear. Good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.